Welcome to the latest installment of the High Magic series. In this episode, as part of our ongoing journey in preparing for the Neophyte grade, we delve into the intricate art of invoking Tamay, a Greco-Egyptian goddess. Tamay plays a pivotal role as the introducer and mediator during self-initiation into the Golden Dawn, establishing a vital connection between the candidate and the energies present. For solo practitioners navigating the ascent of initiation, invoking Tamay becomes a natural step. Her reconciling attributes aid the aspiring student, acting as a bridge between the candidate's lower personality and the higher realms, embodied by the goddess of truth. Through meditation and dialogue, the candidate establishes a conscious link between themselves and Tamay as the representation of their higher self. This divine connection guides the aspirant along the initiatory path, propelling them toward the ultimate goal of communing with the holy guardian angel. Join us as we explore the profound significance of invoking Tamay in the quest for profound spiritual dialogue and advancement. Please refrain from assuming the god form of Tamay at this point. Guidance on assuming god forms will be given in upcoming sessions. Should the god form start to affect your words or behaviors, or if it provides misleading information, it might signify that you're not in communion with Tamay or your higher self, but rather interacting with a lesser entity. If such a situation arises, execute the LBRP to dispel the entity, then recommence the meditation centered on the god form Tamay. Keep in mind, it's essential to start this practice after completing the invocation of the Greek goddess Themis, as detailed in episode 7, and the invocation of the goddess Maat in the following month, as explained in episode 8. These rituals are designed to support your meditation on these divine forms, inviting their guidance as you navigate your path of self-initiation. Each meditation lasts for 1 month, while the meditation focused on Tamay spans 2 months. Therefore, the combined duration of all meditations is 4 months. If you meet these requirements, we can begin with the Tamay ritual. Prepare by taking a ceremonial bath and engaging in a relaxing meditation. Find a comfortable spot in your sacred space. Light a yellow candle at its center and use incense, like frankincense or cinnamon, to set the atmosphere. Then follow these steps. Begin with the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, then perform the adoration to the Lord of the Universe ritual. Signal 4 knocks, close your eyes, and envision yourself seated within a violet oval. Then say,
"Through the divine name of Tetragrammaton, Yod He Vav He, I proclaim myself to be a humble seeker after the light of wisdom and the splendor of the divine. From this day forward, I shall strive ever to prove myself a true and worthy candidate for initiation into the mysteries. To this end, I seek the guidance of the goddess of balance in her Coptic form as Tamay, the name by which she was known in the Greco-Egyptian world. Grant that she might reveal herself to me and intercede on my behalf before the guardians of the sacred knowledge."
Repeat the 4 knocks, then start invoking the goddess Tamay's name several times. As you do, visualize the violet shape transforming into a vibrant yellow hue.
Tamay.
Imagine a slender golden-skinned goddess standing before you. At this stage, she reveals her form to you. She wears a striped black and white headdress, a sparkling white tunic, and black and white bands on her collar and wrists. Holding a yellow phoenix wand, her eyes resemble those of Maat. Focus on this image before you, then say,
"Thou beautiful one of truth, balance and order, reconciler between the darkness and the light, thou who art the eye of Ra and the seat of justice between the pillars, guardian of the threshold and preparer of the way for the enterer, dweller in the hall of dual manifestation, the hall of two truths, divine mediator of opposites, who breathest forth equilibrium and truth in the reconciling air. See thou that my heart is true, and that I am indeed a true seeker after the stone. Defend me as thou wouldst defend all worthy aspirants on the path of wisdom. Speak on my behalf before the assembly of the gods. Counsel and guide me in my quest for the light divine. This I ask in the divine name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh."
Concentrate on this form, seeing it come to life. The goddess gestures for you to extend both hands. You extend your hands and she places a small ceramic jar symbolizing your heart in your right hand. Next, she places a white shoe feather of Maat in your left hand. Then she says,
"My feather's that which is weighed against every human heart. Thy heart must be measured and judged to be true and just. Thy heart and thy soul must be made Maat. Let not thy scales tip either to the right or to the left, for either unbalanced is not good. Seek ever the center, for only the straight and narrow path between the pillars can lead you to the stone of the wise. This is the great truth which hath never been broken since the time of Osiris. Remember thou that God will judge the just."
The goddess holds the yellow phoenix wand before you. The wand bursts into flames and transforms into a red and yellow gold wand with a split mitre head and a small red cross. The goddess speaks to you.
"This is the scepter of wisdom which shall conduct thee always on the path of knowledge. It symbolizes religion and spiritual desire which guides and regulates life. Remember to hold all religions in reverence, for there is none that contains a ray of the ineffable light that thou art seeking. Remember that the goddess who now stands before thee is a living symbol of those higher aspirations of the soul, which should guide its action."
Meditate on the god form for a moment before allowing the image to gently fade from your mind. Gradually dissolve the yellow shape around you. When ready, perform the adoration to the Lord of the Universe ritual again, followed by four knocks and the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. As we conclude this episode, we want to extend my sincerest gratitude to all the dedicated High Magic students committed to these rituals. Your engagement in these practices is preparing you for the self-initiation into the neophyte grade of the Golden Dawn. We hope you found value and insight in this episode, and we truly appreciate your dedication to this transformative journey. If you've enjoyed this content and wish to stay updated on future episodes, remember to like and subscribe to the High Magic channel. Your support means a lot. For those inclined to further assist and help us enhance the show, consider contributing via Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution fuels our efforts to continue providing enriching content for our magical community. Wishing each one of you the very best on your spiritual path. May your journey be filled with discovery and growth. Until next time, stay inspired and dedicated.